Prestige Beach House Kelowna at 1685 Abbott Street is celebrating 40 years in business. Originally opened as the Park Lake Motor Inn, this was the first full-service hotel developed by Joseph and Anna Huber, with their business partner Catherine Schneider. Before the Motor Inn opening, the Hubers owned and operated motels in Penticton, but the Kelowna property was their first hotel to feature a pool, hot tub, meeting room and an on-site restaurant. This was a true turning point in their vision for full-service hospitality. After a few years of operating the Park Lake, Joseph Huber Sr. and Joe Jr., the current CEO, launched the Prestige brand, opening their first Prestige property in Vernon, expanding since to Golden, Nelson, Cranbrook and beyond. The Park Lake Motor Inn was later rebranded as the Prestige Inn and is now called the Prestige Beach House Kelowna, which includes the West Coast Seafood and Raw Bar. Terry Schneider is the president of the company, Tanya Stroynig the COO, Lynette Peter, GM of the Prestige Beach House Kelowna, and Amy Nunn, the vice president of sales and marketing. Mona Vision Optometry and Eyewear, at 100-3121 Hill Road in Lake Country, is celebrating 30 years in business. Owned and operated by Marcella Modzadigan, the clinic is a full-service, affordable, eyewear and optometry practice, offering comprehensive eye exams, prescription eyeglasses, contact lenses, and sunglasses. They specialize in high-quality European products and utilize cutting-edge digital lens technology to provide the best vision solutions for their patients. With Marcel's former background in manufacturing optical lenses, he can help his clients to choose the right combination of frames and lenses. Mona Vision provides complete eye exams and comprehensive eyewear. This includes ocular disease management and emergency eye care. Mike Penninga is stepping into a new role at Canadian Blood Services. Mike is now the Community Development Manager for the BC Interior Region, supporting donors from Penticton to Kamloops, including Kelowna. His main responsibility is to build and strengthen partnerships with community groups, businesses, organizations, nonprofits, schools and family groups. Mike has been a donor himself for more than 20 years, having given 67 times. If you are a company or organization from Penticton to Kamloops, you can connect with Mike at mike.penninga@blood.ca. Donate by going online at www.blood.ca or by calling 1-888-2-DONATE. Hippo Mouth Inventory is a new unique home inventory business in our city. Owned and operated by Kim Mussenden, the business was born from Kim being evacuated during the Okanagan fires. Unfortunately, insurance companies do not just require a video to file a claim, they require a complete list of your inventory. That's where Hippo Mouth Inventory comes in. The company provides a complete inventory list for residential and commercial clients for insurance purposes. The inventory can also be provided for water damage, theft recovery records, rental property inventory, estate planning documentation and divorce asset listings. Contact Kim at hippomouthinventory.com. Drive. Nicole Landreth has joined Kettle Valley Family Chiropractic. She will be at the clinic on Wednesdays and Fridays and is accepting new patients. Book an appointment at reception at kvchiropractic.com. Several well-known locals will receive honorary degrees this year from UBC Okanagan. The individuals honored have made a profound contribution to their communities, their career fields and to society. In total, UBC will present 11 honorary degrees, 7 at the Vancouver campus and 4 at the Kelowna campus. Those receiving honorary degrees in Kelowna at the June 5-6 ceremony include Barry LaPointe, founder of KF Aerospace, and Wilbur Turner, longtime president of the Kelowna Pride Society and founder of Advocacy Canada. Other honorary degree recipients at the UBCO convocation will be Nancy McKenzie, CFO of C-SPAN ULC, and Canada Supreme Court Justice Malcolm Rowe. Huge congratulations to Rigwa and Sarita Gopal, with the Gopal Foundation on raising $95,000 on March 8 at the 7th Bollywood Gala in support of the Central Okanagan Food Bank. Insight Strategic Sales and Consulting has launched the Simple Sales Process, developed by John Glennon, the former Sandler training licensee for BC for the past 15 years. John has over 30 years of sales and sales management experience and has trained and coached thousands of salespeople. They will offer regular ongoing reinforcement training to organizations in BC as well as continuing to offer innovative distance learning programs to the rest of Canada. John will now bring the simple sale process to Kelowna for a one-day workshop on May 8 and live online on May 22 and 29. Details and registration can be found at www.simplesalesprocess.com. The 11th Annual Bands, Barbecue, Beers, and Balding, presented by Bernie Ryan and Team BBBB, is Saturday, April 12, at the Laurel Packing House, from 6 p.m. to midnight, in support of Joanna's House, KGH Foundation, and BC Children's Hospital Balding for Dollars. The event is a fun-packed evening where a few brave volunteers will be shaving their heads, along with draw tickets for 7 fabulous exclusive prize packages, food by the incredible Okanagan Chefs Association, refreshments by 50th Parallel Winery and Redbird Brewing, and music by Heatwave. The money raised will be divided equally between the two charities. Last year's event raised over $45,000. So far, Bernie has raised a total of over $425,000 for BC Children's Hospital's Balding for Dollars and $205,000 for the KGH Foundation. This year's goal is $50,000. Don't worry, purchasing a ticket does not demand that you shave your head. Tickets at FPS Power Solutions Inc., KGH Foundation Office, and Seller Tech Supplies. See you there. Zach Gauthier is the Academy Director, owner of Bring the Noise Music Academy. For over 10 years, Zach and his company have been transforming lives through the power of music. Their mission is to build meaningful relationships with their students while helping them develop real-world skills. More and more parents recognize the value of music education but simply cannot afford lessons. That's why Bring the Noise Music Academy will host its inaugural scholarship fundraiser named Rock the Future on Thursday, April 24th at Metro Hub, 1265 Ellis Street in Kelowna, 7 p.m. Help fuel the future of music education and support the BTN scholarship program. Along with Bring the Noise, other supports are Metro Community, Kelowna Insta Print, and Kojo Homes. Ticket at www.eventbrite.com. Rock the Future. Immerse yourself in a night of extraordinary music and mesmerizing performance as Andrew Johns takes center stage in the Yellow Brick Road Experience, paying tribute to the legendary Elton John and showcasing his classic hits. It's a musical extravaganza that will have you singing along, tapping your feet, and fully immersed in the excitement. Kelowna Community Theatre, Sunday, May 4, 7:30 p.m. Tickets available at Theatre Box Office at 250-469-8940 or online www.theatre.kelowna.ca/box-office or email boxoffice@kelowna.ca. The Kelowna Farmers and Crafters Market returns to the Landmark District, kicking off a milestone season marketing 3 decades of supporting local growers, makers, shakers, and families across the Okanagan. The market runs every Wednesday and Saturday, from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m., until October 25, rain or shine. There is expanded free parking and easy access from transit routes. On Saturdays, enjoy free parking at the Dixon Parkade, 615 Dixon Avenue. On Wednesdays, park in any designated parking as directed by parking signs. The UBC Opera Voices in Bloom is Saturday, April 12, at the Rotary Center for the Arts. This is under the auspice of Opera Kelowna and consists of 14 UBC Opera students performing a concert of Viennese music from some of the great composers of that era. Under the direction of Professor Nancy Hermiston, the UBC Opera program educates and promotes gifted young opera singers and prepares them for international careers. Tickets for the event at www.theatre.kelowna.ca/box-office or 250-469-8940. Birthdays of the week. Happy 90th Bernice Kirtley, April 15. Happy 80th Ken Bessison, April 3. Catherine Wilson, April 9. Robin Ashton, April 9. Gary Eisenhut, April 9. Stephen Sipes, April 10. Wendy Sanderson, April 10. Maurice Mullen, April 10. Mary Brown, April 11. Shelley Smith, April 11. Ken Kardish, April 11. Ari Sipes, April 12. Matt Limburner, April 12. Toby McNeil, April 13. Gloria Moore, April 13. Dave Pears, April 13. Beryl Baldeo, April 13. David Langton, April 13. Kurt Wallman, April 14. Jerry Zimmerman, April 14. Ken Thompson, April 14. Don Burnett, April 14. Jennifer Smith, April 14. Janine Erickson, April 14. Len Topfer, April 15. Doug Noble, April 15. Natalie Wallstrom, April 15. Umberto Cagnoni, April 15. Shelley Sweeney, April 15. Dave Rush, April 15. In memory of our mom Helen Abram, April 13. The Specialty Bakery Birthday Cake Winner of the Week is Gloria Moore. Gloria, please pick up your birthday cake from any one of the four specialty bakery locations by noon on Tuesday, April 15th. With Easter just around the corner, Specialty Bakery is now making their homemade from scratch hot cross buns, and they are delicious. Available now at all four specialty bakery locations. Maxine DeHart is a Kelowna City Councilor and local hotelier. Phone her at 250-979-4546 or 250-862-7662. Email max at maxinedehart.ca.